Y'all gonna motherfucking keep playing with me, bitch. Y'all gonna keep motherfucking playing with me, bitch. I told you, leave her alone. And you know who you are. You know who you are. I told you. Well, actually, I politely asked you to leave her alone. Okay? I asked you to please not bother her. Okay? I don't know what kind of dark spirits you have working with you that caused you to have this insatiable urge, this uncontrollable urge to bother divine feminines. Okay? I really don't know what it's about. Okay? But, and I'm not going to identify who I'm talking about. Okay? On either end. I don't know what this is about. Okay? With this individual attacking others or getting or bothering people on astral. She does a lot of fucking magic, y'all. You know, people that say I'm not doing shit. She does a lot of fucking magic, y'all. A lot of shit. You hear me? You hear me? See, and that's one of the reasons why somebody had opened a motherfucking portal. This person had opened a portal in my house because they tried that shit with me. See, but it's been reported to me that even after I asked them not to bother somebody, they still went and bothered them. Okay, and it was reported to me that I called her out on astral on some Orinichi shit from Kill Bill. Okay, I told you, okay, not to bother her. I asked you not to bother her. You still doing that shit. You still motherfucking playing games on astral. Okay, people called me. They called me. Okay, and they called me on astral. I show the fuck up. I know people don't believe it. You ain't got to believe it. Blessings to Divine Matriarch Sapphire has already said, yeah, I saw you. I saw you down there in the realm that I was in. Mm-hmm. And then there have been others that have said that they called me on some 911 SWAT shit. And I showed the fuck up on astral. Okay? And handled whatever the fuck it was. And people took off running. All right now. See, y'all get it twisted. You think that because I appear as I appear in this realm, that it ain't like that when we, you know, go night-night, okay? When we go night-night, shit get live, okay? And sometimes I go night-night during the daytime if I'm too tired, okay? Because shit be live, the barrel be motherfucking hot at night, okay? Rat-a-tat-tat, okay? It's off the chain at night. You know, I don't know. I don't even remember what all I be up to. Okay, people have to come and tell me because I am shielded from the information for a reason. There's a psychological wall, as I've shared with you all before in my podcast episode called Was I an Operative in a Past Life? There's a psychological wall where I don't remember everything that went on in past lives. I don't remember everything I was into. I don't remember all of my excursions. That's not what a spy is not supposed to remember at all, right? Isn't that what, not saying I'm a spy, I'm just saying when you're so-called undercover, high level spiritual warfare and things like that, you're not supposed to remember it all. At least in my case, I can't speak for others. Some others remember things more than I do, but for whatever reason, I'm not allowed to remember all of that stuff, okay? I'm not allowed to, I don't have a whole synopsis of what happened when I'm in these places. Sometimes, a lot of times, 95% of the time, I don't remember being there at all. And it's like that for a reason. I can only speculate as to why it's like that. I can only speculate that maybe the higher powers, God doesn't, or the Most High does not want me to see these things because I'm already a target, okay? No, it ain't no black vans, a black truck sitting outside of my house. You know, it ain't no red dot on my chest or nothing. And I'm just saying, I'm still a target spiritually. So they can't have me remembering things that go on astrally. The things that I'm supposed to remember, they let me remember, then the rest of it gets wiped or it gets concealed, okay? It's just like when I was telling you all that Anubis and Thoth invited me and I was being drawn to the portal. You know, remember how Spike Lee pioneered that filming technique? I'm outside, y'all. Remember how Spike Lee pioneered that filming technique of where they would be on the segways, or they would be on like a board with a camera and it would look like they were gliding and the camera was in front of them and it looks like they're gliding. That's how I was pulled to the portal to have some kind of instruction. It was instruction or master class with Thoth and Anubis. Anubis was at the 1 o'clock position, or the 2 o'clock, and then Thoth was at the 11 o'clock position. You know, those numbers are very significant. That's still portal numbers, 11, 1, or 2. Okay, 1 is leadership. See, 11 and 2, that's still, that 2 is still 11. So they were pulling me towards a portal, and I could see a big gold portal on the floor, and they were standing there. Their bodies are totally black. I don't care what them people told you. I don't care what them people said. Their bodies are black. Black as night. Okay? And as I got close to the portal, maybe about 20 feet away, if I had to estimate in man's layman terms, you know, everything went blank. Couldn't see what else went on. Couldn't see how I went in there. Couldn't see what I learned. Can't remember what I learned. All I know is I learned some shit. Because I clearly saw them standing there waiting for me to get there. Okay? Not allowed to know all of this stuff. Or I'm allowed to know it, but not consciously. You know, it's in there. And so when it comes to this stuff on astral, I don't always remember. So people come and tell me they saw me. All I know is I wake up, I'm motherfucking tired. I wake up and my body feels like I've been running all night, or fighting, or like I fell, or like my body just feels like I've been on a battlefield or in combat or on a roller coaster. There's times where I go places and when I wake up in the morning, I feel like my body feels heavy, like I've time traveled, because that's what it is. And then there's other times where it feels a little different. That's how I started discovering that I was going places. There were experiences that I would remember, but I don't remember all of them, okay? I don't remember them all. So people come and tell me, pardon me, that they saw me. And that's only for my own protection. I know that much. So like I was sharing with you all before, I was told that the whole reason why I have the condition I have, which is sickle cell anemia, is because it is a weight for me. It's the way, it's literally to slow me down. It's to weigh me down. Because if I didn't have this condition and I got these spiritual powers, it would really be some limitless, you know, the movie Limitless, or some unstoppable shit, you know. I have to have this as a cross to bear also for humility sake, and for it being a teachable moment for not just my bloodline, but also for others. But it's also because I bear sins from the bloodline, so I am a scapegoat, whether people want to admit it or not. Okay, the only person on both sides of my family with this condition just so happened to be me, right? Because I'm the one that could tolerate it. So I asked this person, I asked her to stop, I said please, and then I find out she's fucking around again. There's some serious stuff going on there, mentally and spiritually. There are no ancestors assisting there. I can tell you that because I saw it months ago. There's no ancestors assisting there. There's nothing but dark spirits around that, okay, around that individual. And don't no ancestors fuck with her. I'm not the only person who's seen it. There's other people who have seen on astral. She ain't got no ancestors. Now, this is not for the karmics to take and run with. I'm just telling you, that's what happens when you get way over into some shit that your bloodline don't respect. Because that ain't the only Rita that ain't got no motherfucking ancestors assisting her, but yet be claiming that they offering libations to ancestors. There's some other ones out here that are so-called clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, empathic, whatever, but they're actually fucking narcs. Cloaking themselves as empaths, and their ancestors don't fuck with them either. Their ancestors moved away from them because they did certain rituals, and the bloodline ain't fucking with it no more. There's other people that I used to be in contact with whose ancestors are exceedingly angry with them because of how they treated me. So see, you can't just blame, you just can't put it all on the ancestors. Oh, my ancestors are helping me. Oh, come on in, ancestors are like human beings in their personality, and some shit is just fuck shit, and they're not gonna see that as something that they're gonna rock with, they're gonna ride with, they're gonna agree with. So stop talking about ancestors as if they just there every time you do your dirt. Nah, a lot of y'all people that do this kind of stuff don't have not a goddamn ancestor in sight, which is why it opens you up to attack. That's why you get attacked so motherfucking much, because you ain't got no ancestors protecting you. That's why a low-level so-called karmic or a low-level witch, a baby witch, okay, an internet motherfucking witch can fuck you up in the spirit, because your ancestors are not helping you. And why aren't they helping you? Because of your pride, your hubris, and the things that you're attempting. You're dealing with matriarchs and stuff, playing games. You're still plagiarizing and stealing content, but you've just gotten more sneaky and crafty with adding things to it. Well, we know that you're here for a purpose, and you know it is what it is, but I just wanted people to know that it goes live, it goes down in a DM, okay, goes down in the other dimensions, okay. Okay, you know, people can play with me if they want to. I have experienced quite a few of these fucking lying ass bitches, old and young, on astral, and how weak and pathetic they really are, okay. And I've experienced some of these readers who y'all give y'all little monies to, that look down their nose at y'all, that think y'all are pathetic. Yeah, some of these readers got 100,000, 200, damn near 200,000 motherfucking subs. And I seen the motherfuckers on Astral talking mad shit about less fortunate people. But these are the people that others support. They don't support authentic souls. They have karmic lessons to learn about supporting people who don't give a damn about them. Okay, and that's all right. But just when it's said and done, can't say you wasn't warned about these types. It's not my job to call out everybody or to admit that this happened or that happened or whatever when it comes to another person. However, I will stand in my truth and people just need to understand that I do what I have to do. Okay. People do call me on Astral. They can think about me and I'll show up. I don't know how it happens, really. I really don't. I just know that I show up, I get sent. Sometimes I come with Archangel Michael, Gabriel, okay, Raphael, Uriel. Sometimes I come with other ascended souls, ascended evolved souls, you know, other divine ones. This has been going on for years, y'all, where I've been on Astral with people of all different ethnic backgrounds, nationalities, races, creeds, and tribes on this planet. Some of them not even from this planet, okay, but they look human. And for years that's been happening, where we have gotten together and handled some shit on the Astral realm, okay, where it's been also incidences where we've gotten together and we've handled things that are gonna, we've seen mission work done for future events. You know how they do the Terminator movies and people come back from the future. That has happened before as well. So it's gonna be interesting to see what's gonna happen to certain souls. I don't know why the AC made that sound, that little clicking sound. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens to some of these souls that whose hands are so motherfucking dirty. But I will tell you what, because it was their intention to be seen, and they want to be in front of everybody, and they want to use everybody's content and everybody's you know, ideas and copy everybody and this and that. Since they want to do that to everybody, every eye will see their downfall. Okay. You know how they say every eye has to witness the coming of the sun, if you believe in that. Yeah, well, because this person had to be seen all across the spiritual community, and people in the occult community, tarot, and all kind of other communities know about this shit, because they worked so hard at being seen and taken from others, every eye will see their motherfucking downfall. And I don't know when it's coming. I really am not concerned about it. I just know it's going to be catastrophic. There will be no recovery afterwards because, like I said, too much dirt has been done. Okay. That's not the only one. There are others. I just wanted you all to know. Do not let my body fool you. Do not let my status fool you. Meaning, what I look like in this body, or, you know, my unassuming nature, you know, it gets real on the astral, okay? And people have repeatedly told me that I'm real fucking powerful in the other realms. Real life breathing people have contacted me and said that I'm very fucking powerful in those other realms, okay? And so that is one of the reasons why many have tried me, many have gossiped about me, talked down and lied on my name and all of that. They too know how powerful I am, so they have to create something of the 3D realm, which we know the 3D is what? The Father of Lies realm. The 3D is Lucifer's realm, okay? So things that come out of here are what? Neptunian, aka lies and illusions. But see, what you see on that other side, baby, that's the motherfucking truth. And I know for a goddamn fact that I'm the goddamn truth, okay? And other people know it too. So see, you might be able to create a lie and cloak yourself as a divine one even when you're not. You might be able to create a lie and pretend and say things about me that are untrue in this realm. But baby, in that other realm, you can't lie on me. And a white butterfly just flew in front of me. Where did it go? It just disappeared. It just flew across in front of me. And then, I mean, it wasn't flying that damn fast. I just turned my head and now it's gone. Yesterday, I saw a black moth. A black butterfly or black moth hit the window. And so, people can lie and say what they want to say. In that other realm, you can't motherfucking hide. You can cloak. These people that do this, they can cloak behind avatars and fake email accounts and send spies and send minions. But you can't hide in the spiritual realm, baby. Can't nobody hide. There are people that can cloak themselves, but what's meant to be is going to be. And that's just what it is. So I just wanted to encourage those of you that have been undergoing things. You don't know who's got your back out here, okay? You don't know who's being called in to save your hide, as they call it in the South, okay? To save your tail, okay? Not saying you're an animal, but there's people out here that are doing real work. So people want to complain about why I didn't post this and why I didn't post that. I don't have no problem with Sagittarius. I got 5 Sagittarius placements. I didn't post it because my guys told me not to post it. I do what I need to do. I do what I'm told to do. However, because I do a lot of work in the other realms, I can't do it all in this realm. I can't churn out all of them readings like some of these other people do. See, what you have to understand is they ain't got no motherfucking power in the other realm. That's how they can afford. That's how they got all that energy to give you fucking readings in this realm. Okay? Because see, when you fighting battles on astral at night and then you getting up and you got shit to do during the day, and you're putting out a bunch of fucking readings, it lets me know that you ain't fighting no real battles. You ain't really got no power in the astral, because it's naturally going to wear on your physical body if you do. There's people that are very powerful in the spirit and their physical bodies begin to break down. And I will be doing a talk on that soon. Today is not the day, however, because my energy is low. And it's mainly low because of the full moon we had. But it's also low because I've been doing a lot of channeling and stuff, and the live streams and stuff. That's energy expenditure for me, you know, coming in contact with a lot of spirits and a lot of meaning the souls and the spirits of people doing readings and stuff. I have to take a break off, you know, sometimes. Not long, not necessarily long. I charge back up pretty quickly, but you know, I get drained because I do a lot on the astral and stuff that I don't even remember, you know. So I want to thank everybody who finds me useful, who finds my information useful. But I do understand that there are people that will want to come to me and saddle me with karmic debt. They want to come to me because they know I'm powerful enough to handle shit. Okay, that's the whole reason why anybody would ask me. about fucking fixing a goddamn soul contract that their ancestors have had for however many years. The reason why somebody would ask me to do it is because they know I got the power to do it, and because they've looked in on me, pun intended. They've looked in on me spiritually, okay? And but I see, I understand that sometimes, not saying in this case, because I'm not going to discuss that, but sometimes people will come to you and try to get you to do stuff like that for you, for them, so that they can actually put a hook into you and drain your fucking power. Because see, I can't trust people who come from enemies camps. I can never fully trust them. Now, I'm not saying all, but people that threw me under the bus and were extremely hateful towards me and are extremely jealous of me and colorist, I cannot trust the people that come from those camps. I cannot trust the people that would just show up all of a sudden from under that person. Now, I'm not saying that that's not ever going to happen. I'm going to say in certain circumstances, it's a good thing. You come from under, you know, a leaning tower. You need to come where you're safe, baby, where the structure is well built, spiritually, physically, metaphysically, etc. So I'm not saying this is the case in all circumstances. And here comes another moth or butterfly. No, it's a butterfly. This one is brown. Butterfly effect. Okay. So pardon me, I'm not saying that it's the case in all circumstances where somebody comes from a rival that it's a bad thing, but it can be. It can be very problematic because you never know why those people are there unless you really do the spiritual introspection and look in on them, okay? So I just wanted you all to know the people that come around me that are of the right spirit, the people that are divine emperors and empresses, okay? I fucks it up in the spirit form, okay? All right. Even I don't have to never know the person in real life. Sometimes I'm just handling shit, okay? You know, on some goddamn Navy SEAL shit, Delta Force, you know. You just come in when it's time to come in, okay? You know, they always got me on standby. That's why I bitch be tired. And I don't be trying to look tired and shit for y'all. I don't be trying to be tired. But a bitch be on standby all the motherfucking time. Like I said, sometimes it's bump, bump. You getting in, Bree. You riding. You riding dirty with us. You know, we going hot and fire. You know, we about to get in the Chinook and lift off. And go see about this fuck shit going on over here in San Francisco, California. We about to ride off. You coming? Or are you going to go on your own, G? It's like that. It's like that. It's really like that. I'm telling you, it's like that spiritually. Lift off. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I go on my own. Sometimes I have an entourage. It just depends on what it is. But last night, or whenever night this was, it was reported to me that I called a motherfucker out like the bride did versus Orinishi and Kill Bill. Okay? So go look up that scene of where Orinishi gets called out by Uma Thurman. And if you haven't seen that scene, then I will most definitely put it in the description box, because I had to go look it up. It's been so damn long since I seen Kill Bill, child. I called this motherfucker out like that. I ain't gonna say their name. They know who they are. And they took off. They ran. They got a shocked look on their face. They ran and they started hiding. And see, the thing about it is, you're not the only person that's done that on Astral, where they ran away from me, right? She's not the only YouTuber who's done that on Astral with a large following, who's in the spiritual community or whatever. But let me tell you something. This person is going to keep playing until I actually have to arrest her in the spirit. She going to keep playing. And she going to keep playing until I had to put her ass in cuffs in the spirit. I don't want to have to do that. Trying to be nice and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had crucified somebody and I had took them down off of the motherfucking cross. Okay. I did not bury them. This is not an insult to Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm telling me to say it like this for a reason. They're telling me to explain it like this for a reason. I had crucified somebody. I took them down off of the motherfucking cross. I did not bury them. Okay. I let them have an opportunity to rise again. And as soon as I have asked them to stop, they have tried it again. Okay. So they take, she not taking, I'm going to tell you, this person not taking my kindness for weakness. This is an uncontrollable urge that this person has. It is, she is egged on by dark forces. When I saw her months ago on Astral, it wasn't no motherfucking ancestors there. Okay. Wasn't no demons there. It was motherfucking dark spirits. There's a difference between shadow spirits or dark spirits and demons. Those are not demons that were sitting around this person. These were shadow. I would call them shadow entities. They weren't exactly shadow lords or shadow gods. They were shadow entities, which are very crafty. You know, we're talking, if you've ever heard the extraterrestrial lore about the shadow people, this is the kind of energy that was around her. It wasn't demonic. I know demons when I see demons. Okay. I know gods when I see gods in other realms. I know goddesses, you know, shadow lords, ETs, angels, archangels, etc. I know the difference between their frequency, even if I can't see their full form. But these were shadow energy, shadow spirits. Okay. So this person, it gives me like a purgatory type of energy. Not in heaven and not in hell. Purgatory. And you know, see, the thing about souls that are in purgatory, whether they be living or dead. See, and some people like to tell you, oh, you can only go to purgatory if you're dead. That's a motherfucking lie. The thing about souls that are relegated to the baneful place called purgatory, the in-between, as some people call it, is that you're restless. You're just roaming, roaming, roaming. You're restless. Your soul don't rest. That's the problem with that place, okay? So we'll talk more about this very soon. I didn't want to make this too long. I just want to come and chop it up a little bit with y'all. Let you know, people like to try me. You know, I might be 5'2", 130 pounds. Mm-hmm, you know, soaking wet and shit. But, don't get it motherfucking twisted, baby, spiritually. Don't get it twisted. Okay, I don't touch shit I'm not supposed to touch. I stay in my lane. But when people call, baby, if I can get there, I'm going to get there. Okay. Someone told me they called me and I looked kind of tired. But the next night I was on it, baby. I was on it like white on rice. Yes, yes. They told me, they called me. And I showed up looking tired. Battle torn and shit. I don't even remember why I was tired. This was just a couple days ago. It could have been that plasma shockwave. Because the CMEs have been coming to coronal mass ejections. Them shits be... They do things to my body. Okay? They do things to my body. I can't even remember what I was tired from. But I do know Sapphire says she saw me in the Igor realm. I don't remember being there. But I winked at her when she said that. Because I know I was somewhere. I just don't know where I was. Because they don't let me remember everything. So I was somewhere, but that's probably why I was tired, because it might have been that same night. I don't know what date this was that Sapphire is talking about. It was within the cast. She said the other night, but the other person also said it was the other night. And I'm not saying this person's name because it would give a clue as to who keeps bothering her or who has gone back to bother her again. You know, I might not remember everything that I do on Astral. People come back and tell me some things that help me remember. And so I just remember the person kept coming up in my spirit during the day, and my higher self kept telling me, and the spirits kept telling me, you know, she's gonna try it again. That shit was on me like a damn broken record during the day. So I know when I went to sleep, I was ready to fuck it up, because I, you know, like it was on me. That's what happens. You know she gonna try it again. They was telling me during the day. I just didn't remember going at night until after I was reminded. Oh yeah, I was thinking about that during the day. That reminds me. That's why I went. And there's been, you know, so many different things that have been coming to my attention. That's the importance of Soul Tribe. They helped me remember things that I can't remember. They help me to see things that may be cloaked for me. There's a lot of people that don't want me communicating with you all. There's a lot of people that don't want me to help you. There's a lot of people that don't want you connecting with me. It's a lot. So I can't say that some of the memory things aren't about that. I know it's connected there too. I know that there's things that I can't remember for my safety, but also there's things I can't remember because there's interference where they, you know, they try to blind me to it because they don't want me to know exactly how powerful I am. You know, I've had to learn different ways. But I thank everybody for their confirmation when you do come to me and tell me things that you've seen, things that you've heard, things that if you've seen me, you know, things that have come out in the readings or something I've said that's activated you. I really appreciate your confirmation and your messages more than you know, because this walk is like having blinders on. Without the assistance of others out there and others coming and telling me, it's like walking in the shadows. It's like walking through life and shadow is all around you, and everybody else can see you, but you can't necessarily see everything else. And that's what I talked about with the psychological wall. So your confirmations and your messages mean they're priceless, really. They're priceless and invaluable to me because this stuff has been going on for years and nobody told me a damn thing. I know I've been kicking ass in the spirit for years. Like, well, my guy said over 20 something years, and I didn't have nobody to confirm anything. They said I started really doing the heavy lifting around 17, and that's a young fucking age. But if you remember, in Kill Bill, there was a 17-year-old named Gogo. Gogo was a motherfucking assassin. And they said in the clip of Kill Bill, they said what she didn't have, what she lacked in age, she made up for in her maniacal abilities, her ability to kill and kill swiftly and ruthlessly. Okay, see, I told you I'm a part of the old guard. They retired my motherfucking ass in a way. They retired me physically in this life because I don't have to do the physical stuff. Like, I didn't have to join the military in this life. I didn't have to join in another life, but I'm just saying. When it comes to the spiritual and the psychic, all of that, trust me, suited and booted. That's one of the reasons why they do a lot to my channels, okay? It's a selfishness energy. They don't want, you know, that's why I wasn't going to be in Finland for long. It's a selfishness energy. That's why the Russians came after me. You know, I fucks with the Russians. I like the Russians a lot. I like them a hell of a fucking lot. And I know that sounds strange coming from an American, but fuck it. If I got past life connections with them and I know them, I know them. You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. It's just what it is, you know. That's why I don't have a problem with white people. And I didn't, you know, I looked at a little bit of pro-black stuff for a period of time. But I've never fully disliked or gone, oh, Dragonfly comes up. You know who that's for. You know that's for you. You, if you're listening. Dragonfly just landed on a tree branch in front of me. That's why I've never had that problem with non-black people. Because I have those experiences. I know I was Viking in a past life. Hell, I married a white man from the north of Europe, you know, in this life. Soul contract was there. There have been times in my life where non-black people have treated me better than black people, you know. So I don't base my things off of race. I base it off of, or ethnic background. I base it off of spirit. My spirit jives with you. My spirit jives with you. That's just what it is. I don't give a damn where you from or how old you are. That's just what it is. Okay. There is something coming in 2022 that people need to be prepared for. And I can't talk about it right now because I don't have the energy. But I've already warned you about it. Okay. $3.22, some things are going to go live, and And that's all I can say right now. Okay, 322. Check that out, Skull and Bones. 322. Okay, that's all I can say about it right now. And thank you for listening. Hey, baby. Kitty cat is meowing in agreement. Hey. Hey, buddy. You ready to eat? You ready to eat? You're not gonna talk back. You wanna eat? No, he don't wanna say nothing now. He's, you know. Oh, well, the other one said something. Okay. You wanna eat? He's like, yeah, like, you're telepathic. You should understand me. I just wanted to see if he was gonna say anything vocally. Yeah, I got you. I'll get your food. Yeah, people have been telling me that a lot, too. I've known this for years. You know, it's just nice to have the confirmations about communication with animals and stuff. And nature spirits and wildlife and plants and all of that stuff and trees. But people play too much in the spirit. And all I can say is I'm battle worn for a reason, okay? I'm battle worn for a reason, and I might come off hard, but it's not, you know, I have to be hard with some people because they play too motherfucking much, you know, doing the dream magic, you know, doing the astral shit, stalking, spying, lurking, you know, it's just too much, it's just too much. It's just too much. And see, people like me are around to keep the motherfucking balance. Because there's people that are being attacked with this stuff that don't do it to others. That's where it's a problem, see. Not being done to you, but you doing it to others. See, that's where people like me have to come in and be enforcer on that ass. Okay? All right. So, I'll talk to you all soon. And, of course, I hope you have a great rest of the week. Those of you that have booked sessions with me, I will see you in a couple days for your sessions. And thank you so much for all your likes, for sharing my videos and my streams, for coming to the lives and moderating, for your wonderful messages and emails. I really appreciate it. Like I said, your confirmation on whatever it may be, even if it's a reading or something I said that resonates with you. Thank you. It's very valuable to me, invaluable to me. And I also really appreciate it when you piggyback. You take something. And I'm not talking about these motherfucking plagiarizers. You know the ones I'm talking about, right? As soon as I drop a motherfucking live stream, the shit be in their next video. But it's done in a different energy. I'm not talking about them kind of people. I'm talking about y'all that go and teach to your own audiences. And spread the awareness to your own audiences. I really appreciate that. I appreciate people teaching it even if I feel like it's not being done in the right energy, because there's still people that need it. There's people that need it that's not going to come across my channel, because I know I'm cloaked from a lot of people. The main ones that find me, there are energy vampires that find me. I'm very fucking popular. People can look and see that my channel is small if they want to. I'm very fucking popular in the tarot and the spiritual community and in the occult community, okay, on this platform. A lot of people know about me, or a lot of people have run across me, you know, but the reason why I have to be cloaked is because that's how the guides want it. That's how the Most High wants it, okay? They don't want me on Front Street like that, because, see, when you get on Front Street like that, and not saying it won't ever be like that, but I'm saying, at least not at this time, it opens up the door for a lot of things. And I've already fought a lot of fucking battles on this platform, and I'm not even there yet. Like, I'm not there yet, and y'all seen how much heat come down my motherfucking back. So that should tell you something. People been on here 12 and 13 and 15 years are angry with me and mad. Jealous, baby. Jealous as fuck. But see, they can be jealous about this mundane shit. I know they're real fucking jealous in the spirit, because every time I see them in the spirit, they coming on some shit about You know, I'm sorry, I ain't mean it like that. Yeah, I know you didn't. I know you fucking didn't. Either they do that shit or they take off running. The ones that have, you know, like I said, targeted me. They either do that I'm sorry shit. I'm so sorry shit. Was that old commercial with, was it a pull-ups commercial or something? So sorry. Yeah, they do that shit. Or either they take off running. On Astro, that's usually what they do when they done started some stupid shit. Because, see, I might let it go, right? I might let it go in the mundane and not say nothing about it. But if I have to get it popping on the astral or in the spiritual realm, I do get it popping. That shit don't go away. That's a permanent realm that's unforgettable. It's not able to be dissolved. It's not able to be hidden. It's there. It records everything. That's like the subconscious. It records everything. So while I may go on with my mundane 3D timeline, I ain't forgot about what the fuck you did on that other timeline, okay? And on a lot of other timelines. Nor have those powers forgot about what you did. So just watch who you try out here, okay? You know, these people get so power hungry, but that's going to be their downfall. Guarantee. It's going to be their downfall, okay? So, thank you for listening. I will talk with you soon, and take care.